Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate some positive developments, some positive indications from this last election. There's a piece which I've talked about with you before, but it keeps getting more and more evidence behind it. A piece that indicates why conservatives should feel good about the future after what has been a very ugly election. And there are new indications about that every day, not because the election result of electing a new president of the United States, and I'm talking about President-elect Joe Biden, not because that's going to be overturned, but because the real reflection of this election is that America remains what has been described, and I think accurately, as a center-right nation. And there are all kinds of positive developments. For instance, one that was called to my attention by Jenny Beth Martin, who's a leader of the Tea Party. She sent out a tweet, and it makes a very important point. Republicans flipped both the House and Senate in the state of New Hampshire, where they also reelected a Republican governor. They also flipped a state house in Alaska. Republicans will hold 60%, yes, that's a majority, of state legislatures starting in January of next year. That's already baked in. That's already happened. And why is that important? Because for those states, and it's not all of them, right now, I mean, I believe we have a total of 15 states where they actually do the reapportionment through a nonpartisan commission. It's not done by the legislature. But the majority of those states where it is going to be done by the legislature are dominated by Republicans. So one of the nightmare scenarios that a lot of people in the Republican Party had worried about is just not going to come to pass because the Democrats are not controlling the overwhelming majority of state legislatures as they believe they would. By the way, this success in state legislative elections didn't happen everywhere, but where it did happen, it shows a reversal of a trend. Back in 2018, which was a disastrous election for Republicans, back in 2018, we lost hundreds. I think the estimate is about 300 legislative seats across the country, in addition to losing those 41 seats in the House of Representatives. This time, Republicans gain seats in the House of Representatives. There are more being announced literally every day. It's not going to lead to a Republican takeover, but will set up the possibilities of a Republican takeover very, very plausibly in 2022. Will that then lead to a triumphant return for President Trump? If, as many people expect, including this person, he plans to run again for a return to office in 2024? Well, Mark Thiessen says Trump can run and win if things go well in the next couple of months right before he leaves office. So what does going well mean? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. The situation is forcing a lot of Democrats to acknowledge the fact they have a problem. For instance, one of the more reasonable Democrats from Michigan, I believe, whose name is Alyssa Slotkin, she won re-election. She talked about that problem on MSNBC. Clip 15, listen.
I think that the reason why it's relatively easy to paint all Democrats with a broad brush is because people don't know always what we stand for. I mean, I want to be frank that we have a problem, especially in places like Michigan, where people don't know what it means to be a Democrat. The brand has been weak for a while. And therefore, every 2 years, you can just superimpose whatever hit is the most popular thing, and you're going to convince some people that that's what all Democrats are about. So while I don't love some of the slogans, I don't love a lot of what I'm hearing from some of my colleagues who are further left of me, I think that we have a bigger strategic problem, and we need to own that as Democrats.
Okay, good for her. And this kind of reexamination, I think, will help the whole country. Will help the whole country if attention is taken away from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Bernie Sanders and people on the extreme left socialist wing of the Democratic Party. The idea of beating that wing now involves cooperation with some of the sane elements of the Democratic Party together with the mainstream of the Republican Party. And there's a piece about that in the Wall Street Journal. There's a piece about that in the Washington Post by the great George Will. He's going to be joining us tomorrow on the Medved Show. But there are reasons to feel profoundly encouraged and to recognize that we are going to move on beyond these electoral disputes. And there is this. I mentioned a front page of the New York Times, and it's a massive article that involved bunches of reporters and contacts with voting officials in all 50 states. And the headline says, "Election officials nationwide find no fraud. Members of both parties praise process, rejection of the president's narrative." It says that election officials in dozens of states representing both political parties said that there was no evidence that fraud or other irregularities played a role in the outcome of the presidential race. And that's good news, especially in the context that the Trump administration is determined to go ahead with these lawsuits, is determined to answer any questions that remain. So fine, let the questions be answered, and let us then celebrate together the fact that there is no evidence of fraud, and fraud did not determine this election result. But top election officials across the country said in interviews and statements that the process had been a remarkable success despite record turnout and the complications of a dangerous pandemic. And they quote Frank LaRose, who is a Republican, who was the Secretary of State in the state of Ohio, a state that President Trump carried massively. He won very easily in Ohio. He said, "There's a great capacity for inventing things that aren't true about elections," said the Republican Secretary of State of Ohio. "The conspiracy theories and rumors and all those things run rampant. For some reason, elections breed this type of mythology." There was also a statement, which I appreciated a lot. This is clip five, Jeremy, from a Philadelphia city commissioner named Al Schmidt, who is a Republican. He's responsible for elections and voter registration in Philadelphia. Here's what he said on CNN 5A.
"What evidence of any widespread fraud have you seen in the count in Philadelphia?"
"I have not. If evidence of widespread fraud or evidence of any fraud at all is brought to our attention, we take a look at it and we refer it to law enforcement, as we always do in every election. I have seen the most fantastical things on social media, making completely ridiculous allegations that have no basis in fact at all, and see them spread. And I realize a lot of people are happy about this election, and a lot of people are not happy about this election. One thing I can't comprehend is how hungry people are to consume lies and to consume information that is not true."
Okay, I think that's a very, very important caution, again, from a beleaguered Republican who is a responsible party in Philadelphia. That was Al Schmidt. We will get to more, and coming up, we're going to be speaking with Nick Gillespie about things to feel good about for small government conservatives about this election. Coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Concerning the ongoing debate about the election and what to do about the election, one of the problems right now is what the embassies are supposed to do. because the embassies are still operating under the Pompeo State Department. They're still operating under the leadership of President Trump. The ambassadors were all selected by President Trump. And meanwhile, there are foreign leaders who want to call President-elect Biden and offer him congratulations, as most foreign leaders have done. You know, the two most prominent exceptions are Vladimir Putin, no surprise, and Xi Jinping of China, because they don't know what to do, because right now President Trump is still insisting that he actually won the election, and because you have Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, saying, yes, he's planned to handle a transition, but only a transition into the second term of President Trump. Okay, when you look at the statement that was offered by the United States ambassador to the Court of St. James, the ambassador to Great Britain, it was so careful about recognizing the results of an election and demonstrations of American democracy, and blah, blah, blah. But that hasn't stopped, by the way, Boris Johnson from offering his congratulations to Joe Biden. It is important that soon, and maybe not this week, but certainly earlier next week, there needs to be some movement in that direction, especially when Pennsylvania, which remains the crucial state in giving Joe Biden victory. Joe Biden won by, he's ahead by more than 45,000 votes now, which is more than President Trump carried the state with in 2016. And it's a state that flipped. Did it flip by the very decisive margin that the pollsters predicted? No. But 45,000 votes, it's just impossible to overturn by any lawsuit or by any recount. And Al Schmidt, who I mentioned before, he's one of the three city commissioners in Philadelphia and the only Republican among them who is responsible for overseeing the vote. And by the way, he has a very honorable background. He was formerly worked for both Democrats and Republicans with the GAO, the General Accounting Office, which is responsible for rooting out fraud and waste and abuse in federal spending. He worked on the United States Commission on Holocaust properties and their distribution. And if you look at him, he's really one of these guys who was about as honorable and straight as could be. And talking to CNN, this Philadelphia City Commissioner, the Republican Al Schmidt, said this about those allegations you hear all over the place about dead people casting votes. This is clip 5B.
What information is not true, to be clear?
Just the other day, I saw something that had it was a long list of people that they said were dead voters who voted in Philadelphia. So when we took a break between everything else that we're doing, we looked it up, each one of them, to see what their vote history was. Not a single one of them voted in Philadelphia after they died. It's one of these things that kind of bounces around out there, that echoes around, that people say from one to another they heard something, or they heard from someone who saw something that they think might have been X, Y, or Z. And it's really impossible to keep up with those.
Okay. It's very, very difficult. And also, you may have seen something that rocketed around the internet about Real Clear Politics having withdrawn their call of Pennsylvania, saying Pennsylvania was still in play. That never happened. It simply is not true. The Real Clear Politics people have come forward and said, no, it's we have never made any call of that nature. And finally, what Commissioner Schmidt concluded with, and this is clip 5C, is this, and I think it's inescapable, and you ought to keep this in mind, please. Listen.
People should be mindful that there are bad actors who are lying to them. And they need to turn to people that they trust and to sources of information that they trust. And not rumors, and not nonsense included in lawsuits or anything else like that, to make sure that they have confidence in this system and that their vote, regardless of who they voted for, is going to be counted.
Okay, the votes will all be counted. And I think we can have better confidence than we've ever had before, frankly, that we have a full, fair, and accurate election process. The Secretary of State of Kansas, another Republican, in a heavily Republican state that President Trump carried easily and that elected a new Republican senator, said this: Kansas did not experience any widespread systematic issues with voter fraud, intimidation, irregularities, or voting problems. We are very pleased with how the election has gone up to this point. And the Times reports, the New York Times contacted the offices of the top election officials in every state on Monday and Tuesday. That's the day before yesterday and yesterday, to ask whether they suspected or had any evidence of illegal voting. Officials in 45 of the 50 states responded directly to the Times. For four of the remaining states, the Times spoke to other statewide officials or found public comments from secretaries of state. None reported any major voting issues. And this, it seems to me, is something we ought to celebrate. Basically, the president-elect was asked about this and was asked about the fact that it's really only a handful of Republicans, people like Senator Susan Collins, who was reelected, Senator Mitt Romney, former President George W. Bush, who have called to congratulate Joe Biden or acknowledge him as president-elect. He was asked about the Republicans finding it so difficult to do that. This is clip 7.
And just to follow up on a previous question, how do you expect to work with Republicans if they won't even acknowledge you as president-elect?
They will. They will.
Thank you all so very much.
And that's it. And by the way, that is the right sort of answer. One of the things that I want to get to is the Wall Street Journal has a great series of suggestions. They say, look, if Joe Biden, the president-elect, is serious about working with Mitch McConnell and working with the other Republicans and actually trying to bring the nation a little bit closer together, there are some easy things he could do right away, immediately, to reassure that 71 million patriotic Americans who voted for Donald J. Trump. And this is not about soothing Trump himself. It's about actually bringing America together. We'll get to that. And what should we celebrate about the election just finished?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there'll be a recount of the presidential race.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
Raffensperger details what will happen during the hand recount.
This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on face masks. The federal agency saying that wearing a mask not only protects those that you come in contact with, but also protects the mask wearer. The CDC statement also says that cloth masks can reduce the wearer's exposure to infectious droplets through filtration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
That show, one of the biggest mistakes that is made frequently by people on the left is focusing everything on the presidency of the United States. But we have a constitution, thank the Lord, that actually stipulates that federal power is divided among the executive branch and the legislative branch and the judiciary. And that federal power is not everything. Local and state power also matter. And it's in that spirit that Nick Gillespie, who is a libertarian, he's editor-at-large at Reason Magazine, which, by the way, I find fascinating and with something worthwhile in the magazine every month. And Ed has written a piece called Feeling Good About the Future After an Ugly Election. Nick, first of all, what aspects of the election do you think were particularly ugly, in fact?
Oh, I think the race in general and the way that, Donald Trump acted in the first debate as kind of a stand-in for the tenor of his campaign, which was not good, was very personalized and hyper-exaggerated. I think Joe Biden refused to discuss a lot of the issue and then issues at all. And the proxies for people in places, you know, ranging from Twitter to Facebook to YouTube and whatnot, it was ugly. People had a feeling that, you know, the world would end if their guy didn't win.
We were told this was going to be the end of democracy if President Trump won.
Absolutely.
Or we were told that it would be the end of the free market and we would all be reduced to socialism if Joe Biden won. So now Joe Biden's won.
That's kind of the story, you know, that everybody tells every election. But it seemed to me, you know, it was turned up to 11 this time around. And, you know, when you read stories about, you know, children who won't talk to their parents anymore because of, you know, disagreeing on the presidential race. You can take it with a grain of salt, but, you know, you don't hear those every election, and this was certainly one of them.
Okay, it also appears to be a very difficult election to sort of put behind us. That's why I thought your column was so helpful, because what it shows is that everybody on every side has some reason to celebrate. And one reason to celebrate would be we had this record turnout. In what universe is that not a good thing?
Yeah, and also, by the way, one thing that's fascinating about that is that it didn't, you know, there's been a persistent kind of myth that both Democrats and Republicans bought into, that a high turnout only benefits Democrats. That's not true at all, and in fact, political scientists who study that say that wasn't the case, and that's in evidence here. You know, it's good. We had not only a very large electorate, but a very informed one, which I think explains why there was a lot of ticket splitting, which supposedly doesn't happen anymore, but where people voted for, you know, they might have voted for Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, but then they voted for Republicans or other candidates down the ticket. You know, I think that's a sign that we are kind of smart and adult people who want to have a government that represents us. And I think, you know, the big lesson that came out of the presidential race or the national election, which I think is a hopeful sign, is that people were done with Trump, that he was a little too much for people to handle and a little bit too rough on many of our institutions and norms. But they didn't want to get rid of a lot of his policies. So they're keeping, you know, the Senate in the hands of the Republicans, and they kicked out a bunch of Democrats to show that they want something different. They're not buying into Bernie Sanders' vision of America, not even Joe Biden's, and not Donald Trump's. I think that's a positive outcome after 4 years of this.
Well, I'll tell you, you were talking about ticket splitting. Just looking at the state of Maine, where everybody was predicting all of the polls, which were embarrassing, frankly. I mean, they were disastrous mm-hmm. this time. The polls all showed Republican Susan Collins losing by 10 points, 15 points. And it's true that Trump lost badly in Maine. And mm-hmm. Except in that second district, he lost statewide by more than 10 points. But she won by 9 points. She got over 50% of the vote, so they didn't even have to do that ranked voting thing. Doesn't that say something?
Right. Yeah, I think it's great. And, you know, again, you know, as a libertarian, I want to point out, I'm in favor of across-the-board smaller but effective government. And this election isn't about that, but it was a rebuke to Joe Biden. As a presidential candidate, ran on a platform where he said he was going to spend $11 trillion in brand new spending if he got into office with a majority of the Senate and the House. He's not going to be able to do that. And, you know, that's good. And again, that's a sign that the American people kind of know what they want, and they haven't been seeing a lot of it over the past 4 years. And I suspect they, you know, they didn't see it after the Obama years that, you know, Biden was part of, because otherwise Trump wouldn't have been elected in the first place.
Okay, you've got to admit that one of the other aspects of this election that turned out wonderfully, and I didn't expect, and I imagine you didn't expect, Nick Gillespie, was the voting on propositions, where they voted
yes.
down a raising a new graduated income tax in Illinois. They voted down restrictions at removing restrictions on raising property taxes in California. And in California, they voted down an attempt to legalize race-based preferences in hiring and
right.
school admissions. All of that is unexpected, isn't it?
Yeah, and throw that in California, they also voted down the possibility of restoring rent control throughout the state. And, of course, in other places, there were about 7 total drug legalization ballot initiatives on the, you know, on the voting block somewhere around the country. They all passed. I think, you know, again, what we're seeing is a, you know, is a country that is in the center of wanting to have, you know, they understand how markets work. They understand the costs and benefits of programs that are supposedly good for people, like drug prohibition or race-based affirmative action, and they're saying, you know what, those plans don't work anymore.
Let me just ask you very quickly, Nick. In Oregon, they voted to decriminalize methamphetamines. Do you really support that?
Yes, I do, because all of the experiences with decriminalizing, and it's not just meth, it's every narcotic, you will find that people will enter treatment more openly, and people will be able to discuss these use rates in places like Portugal went down after drug use was decriminalized. Again, this isn't about whether or not you want to do drugs or not. This is about how do you help people who are struggling with substance abuse issues. And I predict, in Oregon, we can talk in a few months or in a couple of years after this is in place. Everything will be better in Oregon because of the decriminalization of
Living in the state of Washington, I do not believe that everything is better since the legalization of marijuana, but that's another issue. Very quickly, in a few seconds left to us, what's the most important thing for Republicans to do to win those runoffs in Georgia?
I think to stick clear to policies that are about limited effective government. That's what people want. They don't want a lot of bells and whistles, and they don't want a lot of platitudes about, you know, this or that. People want to be in charge of their lives, and they want to be able to, kind of anticipate how the government is going to be, have stable rules, fair rules, and generous attitudes towards people. And they will win that. And then, of course, if you're a Republican in Georgia, the biggest arrow in your quiver is simply that you definitely don't want the Senate to be flipping to the control of Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Or to Chuck Schumer, heaven forbid. That's Nick Gillespie, who is editor-at-large at Reason Magazine. You can check his podcast. It's at reason.com/podcast. Nick, thanks for joining us. I hope you'll join us again soon. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, if you want to capitalize on some of that good news we were just talking about from the election, about some new conservative legislators, and this is happening across the country, not just in the House of Representatives of the United States, but in many state legislatures as well. You want to contact your politician regardless of party, regardless of partisan arrangement, take advantage of this great new nonpartisan, free, American-run service called ContactMyPolitician.com. It's honestly, it's a great thing. It's kind of neat. If you go to ContactMyPolitician.com and you just click on it, within moments you can send a written or a video message or both with just a few clicks to whoever your responsible politician is. It's a great way to reach out and participate in our representative democratic republic. Go to contactmypolitician.com and let them know for this absolutely free service that Michael Medved sent you. Just tell Michael sent you. That's more than good enough. We are talking before with Nick Gillespie about some of the positive aspects of this election. And the one thing that Joe Biden, in the comments he's made to the press since Election Day, he's consistently emphasized the idea of it being a time to heal and not to engage in demonization and try to bring people together. And all of that's a good thing. And there are some very encouraging rumors, as a matter of fact, about the kinds of people he may appoint who would not be people from the squad or the Bernie Sanders or the Elizabeth Warren wing of the party, but would be more on the line of centrist pro-business Democrats, the kind of people who actually would feel relieved by what Joe Manchin said yesterday. And Joe Manchin, this is the most undercovered story in the country because so many of us, and I would include myself, have I been worried and disturbed by all the talk of court packing, of basically trashing the U.S. Senate by making everything by a bare majority vote, getting rid of the filibuster, the current 60-vote requirement? Yeah, I think that's worrisome. I think that's doing violence to American institutions. It won't happen. Because right now the Republicans have already won now 50 seats in the U.S. Senate. They could win two more in Georgia. They need to. But Joe Manchin has said no, he will not support court packing. He has said no, he will not support getting rid of the filibuster. And no, he will not support the Green New Deal. Now that's all very encouraging. So what else should Joe Biden do to encourage unity? Wall Street Journal writes today, Joe Biden, in his big speech on Saturday night, and it was a good speech, he said that after the election, this is the time to heal in America. In that spirit, and to be constructive, the Wall Street Journal editorial writes, we thought we'd offer a couple of suggestions for what you might call the healing agenda. These aren't major policy concessions, but they would have symbolic political significance, and they would actually, I will add, profoundly reassure people who are, in fact, worried and concerned about the direction the new administration is going to take. The former vice president could start by ending government harassment of the Little Sisters of the Poor. And by the way, let me add, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing for only the second Catholic president in our history after John Kennedy back in 1961 to 63? The journal writes, that's the order of nuns who have objected for a decade to being forced to cover contraception and abortive fascians in their health care plan under Obamacare. And it would be so reasonable and such a relief, and these are such sympathetic people to protect. President-elect Biden, why not? Next, the journal writes, we'd suggest ending Mr. Biden's opposition to the opportunity scholarships in the District of Columbia that provide a lifeline for thousands of low-income children trapped in bad schools. The teachers' unions hate this program because it challenges their education monopoly, and under Barack Obama, Democrats killed it for a while. But especially when COVID-19 has exposed the need for more options for public school families, declaring peace over these opportunity scholarships, which have some bipartisan support, by the way, would help thousands of poor parents and would send a message that Mr. Biden's priority is children above unions. Good point and a great idea. And think about how strong and conservative and moderate and independent and some Democratic cheering would be for the president-elect if he took that position. And then there's this. For a triple play, writes the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Biden could also speak up against those on the left who are trying to stigmatize and purge from civil society anyone who has ever worked for the Trump administration. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the instigators of the purge campaign. Mr. Biden doesn't have to admire the Trump administration to recognize that most of the people who have served in it did so honorably. And that's entirely true. This would anger some on the left, but if Mr. Biden intends to drive his administration rather than have it driven from the left, writes the Journal, better to send such a signal early. It won't reconcile all Trump voters, but it might persuade many that Mr. Biden's call for unity is more than beltway virtue signaling. We have many other suggestions if Mr. Biden wants to hear them. Mr. Biden may not want to hear them, but I do. Keep it coming. And one of the things that goes along with this idea of sending a signal that, no, we don't view everything about the Trump administration as a complete nightmare, and it's the worst we've ever experienced, and the ongoing attempt by people like James Clyburn to compare President Trump to Hitler. Getting far away from that, one thing that Joe Biden could do is to look around for some of those people who have worked in the Trump administration who have been responsible and constructive and done a good job, and to find them a position in his administration. One of the things that was very relevant in the Obama administration, in which Joe Biden served, the Obama administration made a point of giving cabinet positions to people who had worked with George W. Bush. The most famous, of course, was the defense secretary, Bob Gates. Really is a nonpartisan figure, but he served President Bush, and then Obama said, you know, he did a heck of a job. I'm going to keep him on. Now, I'm not sure which cabinet member of the Trump cabinet could be eligible for continued service under Joe Biden, but I do have the impression that in terms of his work on the economy, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin has done a pretty great job. And if Secretary Mnuchin can actually continue to work with Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and get done what needs to be done before the end of the year, then I think he will count as one of those people who served in the Trump administration. He served every day. Trump didn't fire him or hire him in the middle of the term. He has served from day one as our Secretary of the Treasury. And the truth of the matter is the economy, which today the market was basically just flat. It went down, I think, 27 points, so it's his all. But look, we are in the midst of a recovery, and we want the recovery to continue and to gain pace. Wouldn't it be worthwhile keeping some of the president's economic-related staff and letting them continue, just as a sign of reassurance to the country that the extremist Democratic idea that everything associated with Republicans and with Trump and with conservatism has to be junked. Yes, that would be a healing agenda. Coming up, we're going to be talking about a healing agenda that's necessary in Minnesota, which is incredible. Remember how proud they were in Minneapolis that after George Floyd's death and after truly devastating riots, where I think the destruction in Minneapolis was probably worse than anywhere else in the country. And they've been suffering some soaring crime. So now they want a refund on the defund, apparently. We will talk about what's going on in Minnesota. We'll also talk about an unsurprising but very telling selection for the word of the year 2020. What word is it? Is it healing? Well, no, not yet. It's something else. I don't think you'll argue with it. But we'll tell you that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.